It is Wednesday morning, June 1st, 2022 at 10:31 a.m. And the June meeting of the Arizona State Board of Sentencing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Michael Searle.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
I'm sorry, present.
Sherry? Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Deb Bright?
Present.
Not yet. Oh, welcome, Deb. Great.
Yeah, hi.
Hi to you. And Terry Brown is unavailable, so we have all our members here. We also have Megan Darien, our executive director, and Seth Hargraves, our assistant attorney general. Declarations, conflicts of interest. Do not hear any. Review, discuss, and approval of minutes from the May 4th telephonic board meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as written from the May 4th, 2022 telephonic board meeting.
And I, Eileen Pettit, will second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written. We'll do again, if any discussion, we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry, please.
Abstain.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Eileen, you have to abstain. You weren't on the call. Yeah, thank you. Okay, minutes have been.
If she's abstaining, she probably shouldn't have seconded.
I'm sorry.
If she wasn't present.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't second it.
This is Michael Searle, and I'll second the motion.
So now we have a second by Michael, who was on the call. Susie, who was on the call, is the one that did it, made the motion. So we do have a motion and a second by those that were on the call. Seth, do we need to redo the roll call, or is that sufficient?
Maybe just confirm. You can just do a voice without a roll call. All in favor, aye. Oppose and abstain. Just make that call. You don't have to do a roll call.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now it's been approved. Minutes are approved as written. Agency operations.
Final notice for renewal of 2022 establishment licenses was sent to all the establishment today that they have not been renewed yet. Also, the board has signed a contract with Cynthia, the new database, in May to start the process.
Okay, we're going to go forward with that. It'll be at their appropriate time that they can get everything set so we can make a smooth transition. Number five, applications for licensure. Number A, applications for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for licensed optician from the following applicants: Elizabeth Angulo and Letitia Howie.
And this is Hayes, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the applications for the two licensed applicants. Any discussion? We'll go to a roll call vote. Bill Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
And Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Applications have been approved for those two opticians. Welcome to them and congratulations for getting licensed as Arizona's licensed dispensing opticians. 5B, application for establishment licenses.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for optical establishment from the following applicants: Nationwide Vision Center number 33103 in Queen Creek, Nationwide Vision Center 3433 in Mesa, Quay number 1025 in Glendale, and Vision Works number 1420 in Phoenix.
I'm sorry, this is Sherry. I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these four applications for optical establishments. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
And Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Welcome to the new establishment licensed locations. Number 6A, Desert Eye Optical. Got a couple things I want to bring up. And our mission as a board is to support the rules and statutes of the state of Arizona and the Arizona Board of Dispensing Opticians. And a couple things I want to bring up about this request by Desert Eye Optical. According to our statutes 32.16.71.4, an optical establishment is defined as a physical location in which lenses, contact lenses, frames, artificial eyes, optical devices, appurtenances thereto or parts thereof are dispensed to the intended wearer on written prescription from a physician license pursuant to Chapter 13 or 17 of this title, or an optometrist license pursuant to Chapter 16 of the title. That is the state law. And according to Statute 32.16.84.01a, any person, corporation, company, partnership, firm, association, or society that wishes to operate an optical establishment shall submit a verified application to the board on a form prescribed by the board. And Statute 32.16.84.01b, as well as AAC R420-20-110C, an optical establishment is required to have at least one dispensing licensed optician working on a full basis at least 32 hours a week. And that is for any location that is identified as an optical establishment. Based on that, the board is denying the request from Desert Optical LLC in both locations because they're required, they are an optical establishment. Therefore, by statute, they're required to have one full-time, at least 32-hour licensed dispensing optician at each location that is an establishment. And that's pretty much what we have to use as our basis for this decision is based on the state laws. Maria, does that answer your question?
It does to a point. My letter addressed the fact that my doctors own and operate Desert Eye Associates as well as Desert Eye Optical. If I do not work under Desert Eye Optical, my dispensing opticians, not licensed, can they work under Desert Eye Associates under my physician owners?
Your dispensary can't be open if it doesn't have an establishment license. That's okay. The definition of what an optical establishment is.
Okay.
So if you're going to have the dispensary open, regardless of who's running it, in order to have an establishment license, you have to have a full-time optician at each location on that establishment license application.
Okay. Now, under the exceptions, it says that if an owner physician is there, they can work under his license. So my owner physicians work at Desert Eye Associates. Can I open Desert Eye Associates Optical and work under my owner physicians medical licenses? Does that fall under the exception?
Again, the exception applies to individually licensed physicians and optometrists.
Okay.
It exempts them from having to obtain a license as a dispensing optician.
Well, I have
16. There's no, let me finish. There is no similar exemption in 1691 for corporations or other legal entities owned by physicians or optometrists. Therefore, the exemption does not apply.
Because we're a corporation that we can't use that exemption.
Right.
Okay. Correct. And that means that your dispensaries are optical establishments and governed by those rules.
Okay. So it's because of the corporate. That's what was never really made clear, that we couldn't work under them because, you know, so if I open up, let's say my optical now, one of my opticians buys my optical, we can work under his license. A single entity, a single physician, a single doctor.
A licensed dispensing optician, correct.
Even though Desert Eye Optical is an LLC, if it's owned by one of my doctors, it can open without a license.
It wouldn't be an LLC if it's owned by a single individual. That's my understanding. Limited liability corporation. So
okay.
It's what we're basing it on, based on 54 years of functioning as a board. Okay.
Well, thank
and
you.
For that, yeah, and for that, that takes care of 6A. We will move forward. In order to stay open, you're going to have to get your establishment license renewed.
Hello?
Yes. Just hit, so, but anyway. So,
okay.
Again, I appreciate what you're doing, and I understand you're trying to work hard on this, but the reality is we've got to go by the way the statute's written.
It just wasn't Jeremy? Clear why we couldn't use the exception. Thank you. Right. We're going to hang up the call now.
Wait, hold on one second, Chairman.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Chairman, this is Seth. I would caution you about making any determinations on any prospective situations or ownership or without having an actual application. And right now you're addressing hypotheticals without seeing the specifics of how they would plan on setting that up. I don't think it's appropriate for the board to be commenting or advising on a situation that could possibly be misconstrued. And further, if the board, you do have a request in front of you, you indicated the board is denying, but the board actually has to make a motion second to take official action on it. But as far as would they be allowed to do something if they change the structure, I think it's premature at this point without having those specifics in front of you.
Thank you, Seth. That clarifies that to me too. I was going to ask that. Okay, so we do need to proceed with a board vote on the dismissing of 6A.
Okay. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we deny the request from Desert Eye Optical under the exemptions because they are not applicable in this case.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request by Desert Eye Optical LLC. Any more discussion? We'll do a vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
And Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
So it has been carried that we deny the request of Desert Eye Optical LLC. Future meeting dates. We're set up for our month off, and then we go to August, September, October, November, and December to finish it out. Future agenda items, I'm sure something will come up between now and August. We don't have anything carried forward at this point in time. Call the public. It is now 10:46, and the meeting of the Arizona State Board of Spins and Competitions is adjourned.